Hi, this is Deborah, your podcast host for A Positive Influence. I'm back. I know it's time to write again and share my thoughts on my podcast when I spend most of the nights thinking about all the things that have happened during this last year and how I'd like to help others manage the unexpected. There were times during this last year when I thought I might not do the podcast anymore. Moments of doubt, cost implications, lack of time. Yet here I am because at the end of the day, I really do enjoy making the podcast, touching lives across the globe with its incredible reach, where I can share some positive influence in a world that seems focused on negativity. I must admit, though, as I record this, I'm thinking of all the renovations I still have left to do on my home. As I move from room to room, there seems a never-ending list of snagging, bits I've missed or got distracted and did something else in another room. However, it's a project I am really enjoying, find fulfilling, melding my interior design skills with my love of property. Life is full of the unexpected. Joy and sorrow, heartbreak and love, the mundane and the exciting. Sometimes, though, it's a lot to cope with when it seems all the negatives come at once. Mundane matters relating to equipment going wrong all coincided at once. My fabulous A3 printer stopped working, but when I sat and considered how old it was, realised I'd had it for a long time and it had a lot of use. Not being technically minded, my PC gradually started running more slowly, to decidedly not wanting to work at all, despite my best efforts at removing temporary files, the final straw being the removal of Windows 10 support and protection. So it was time to replace it. And then my phone from the Arc, a Nokia with buttons, just decided to stop charging. I managed, after a ridiculous amount of time trying to find a more current phone, finding an identical one and a new charger, which then made my old phone work, so now I have a backup. I do find technology a challenge and difficult to keep up with as it's constantly changing, but it is essential for the modern world. Humanity, though, is irreplaceable. Its joys, its sorrows interwoven in our being. My sorrows did appear to all pile on top of each other at the same time, and there I was buried beneath them. Struggling, yes, I'm not saying it is easy finding positives from negatives, just possible when you try, and given time, you come to realise that things do happen for a reason. I sadly lost my beloved husband at the end of August. We were soulmates, but our love was a long and complicated story that is a fundamental part of the book I am writing. It has been structurally edited with amazing advice on how to improve what I've written, remove the political soapbox bits if I really do want to publish traditionally, but reassurance that I do have an ability to make an impact with my writing, so the book will be finished once the house renovations are complete. My son then moved out of home, this time with a forwarding address, but his communication is limited to say the least. I think back when I was that age, and how when we are young we have so much happening in our lives that we don't think about or consider our parents perhaps as much as we ought. As a parent now, I understand how my parents must have felt when I was young and out of touch for weeks at a time. Busy living life, friends, parties, work, exploring the world. But I did always stay in touch, one way or another. Then, inexplicably, my elderly father recently decided not to communicate or see me either. But with advanced age, there are challenges. I do have a fulfilling part-time job as an activities coordinator in a care home, where bringing joy to others is rewarding. My friends and extended family stay in touch, which is really lovely, but they all lead busy lives and are far away. So most of the time, I am at home, alone. I enjoy cooking, even for one, and writing poetry. So here is a poem I wrote the other day whilst making a beef rendang. It is called Table for One. Upon the patio, table for one, green hills distant, my garden, the sun. A grey wicker chair, glass-topped table, aromas of spices from my kitchen full. Neatly laid, glass of wine, beautiful dishes, presentation fine. Bewitching hour, dinner to taste, table for one, I take my place. Will it always be a table for one? No one to partake, conversation none. A vista to share, hands held, a smile, appreciate the food, linger a while. Two wicker chairs, glass-topped table, aromas of spices from my kitchen full, neatly laid, two glasses of wine, a smile, words softly spoken, we dine. I didn't envisage my life to be lived alone. It is unexpected, but instead of dwelling on the past, wishing how things might have been, it gives me an opportunity to complete the house renovation with no distractions, sell and move area, reinvent myself, and look forward to the future and all that has yet to be discovered. I guess if we knew how our lives would work out in the future, we might feel, is that it? That mundane? Where is the excitement I crave? I find that this gives me the drive to always live life to the full, every day, to make a difference in any small way I can. It is what we decide to make of life and how we handle the unexpected that shapes us and gives us courage to keep going. This is Deborah, signing off.